What?
Jamie.
Yeah? What?
Did you organise all this?
Yeah. This is...
Really?
This is like my whole new setup.
You organised all of this?
Well, I didn't organise it. I basically got people to build it, yeah. Which is... Because I feel like this should be like our new room, if anything.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's cool.
I imagine if I went into your bedroom, this would be like your room. You'd have pictures of yourself and you'd have a lot of pictures of me.
Pictures of you. Why are all the pictures of you naked?
Because it's your bedroom, that's why. Because the only place that there'd be that many pictures of me naked would be your bedroom.
I don't think that that...
It is true, because...
I don't know how that would go down with Katie.
Katie would enjoy it. I think she would.
I don't know.
What would you prefer? Okay, if I was your girlfriend, Katie, right? What would you prefer? Oh, you, God. Good night, Francis. I have to go to sleep now. And looking at you or looking at me, like in the bath like that.
What would I prefer?
No, well, what would Katie probably prefer that?
Well, obviously she would prefer not to be haunted in her dreams by a naked picture of you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. Join me, as always, is my co-host, colleague, and dare I say friend, Francis Bull. Hello, Francis.
Dare you not say friend.
What the hell? Truth or dare?
No, dare you not.
Yes.
If you suggest that I wasn't your friend, then...
Well, I think you're
confident. I dare you.
Do you know what? This is a really special episode.
Because... you're in it and you're special.
Yeah, but also because we are freaking live, buddy.
We are
live, and this is sponsored by ID Mobile. Woo!
And
bring it home.
We are live to every country in the world right now, right? If they want to.
Do you know how many countries there are in the world?
Should they wish to watch?
Do you know how many countries there are in the world?
324.
Wrong. You're very wrong. Do you know how many that?
How many? 264?
No, 341.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. There is, for sure.
Can we get a fact check on that?
Oh, I mean, this is the audience. They're not going to fact check us throughout the entire thing.
Well, they've got to be.
However, I've
good
got
for something.
I've got a real big bone to pick with you, because
what's
we just went to. We just went to Pret a Manger, right? Which is, for all of people watching and listening, it's like a sort of sandwich place that you go and get...
Basically, Jamie was kind of smirking at the girl at the checkout.
No, I wasn't smirking at the girl at the checkout.
He was trying to... You know, he was doing that whole, you know, like trying to be all smooth.
What is that? Like, firstly, if I was trying to be smooth, I wouldn't be doing that.
You were like flashing your watch and you're like, yeah.
I was not flashing my watch.
I said, oh, look, sorry, my friend... really fancies you.
Yeah, you did say that, but it was like...
And then it was very awkward, and it was...
Firstly, it was...
And then they both started blushing. It was really
Firstly, let's explain this. We basically, what happened was, is that we go into Pret a Manger, and I was going for like a sparkling water. So I went and got a sparkling water, and I was going to go and get like a hot chocolate with coconut milk, extra hot, as I always do.
And I said... He thinks you're extra hot.
Yeah. And that's what you said to this poor girl who was standing behind the counter. And to make matters worse, I sort of went with it. So you said, you went to her, my friend wants to ask you on a date. And I was literally like, oh my God.
And then
God.
You tried to speak Portuguese to her.
That was at the end because she was Brazilian, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you obviously...
It's not Spanish, you idiot, is it? It's Portuguese.
No, I know, but obviously you were trying to flirt with her.
I was not trying to flirt. I was just talking in the native tongue. That's
What would my girlfriend say?
Yeah, she would probably be very irritated. That's why I wasn't playing. Let's get this
straight.
Well,
luckily no one's going to see this.
Yeah. Even though we're going live to everyone, just make sure I was not flirting with anyone. It was all Francis' fault. But I went to the girl. I went, are you...
Do you remember her name?
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You were saying it to me earlier.
I was not saying it to you.
You're saying I got to get Barbara.
Didn't say that. It said from Brazil on her top.
Oh right, did it?
Yeah, that's what
a Brazilian flag.
It had a Brazilian flag on it. But the problem was is that you said, "Oh, my friend wants to take you on a date," and me being me, I try to sort of like play along with it like that, and she just shook her head and said no.
Yeah.
I mean, so not only was I embarrassed, I was also hurt. I mean, I was hurt because at the same time
she actually said no the first time. That was more like a direct no.
She did say that.
Yeah,
I remember I once I was on a train once and I asked
really
a, yeah I was on a train and I asked a girl out on a date on the train, And that worked out pretty badly as well.
What happened?
Well, I went over to...
Was she the conductor?
She was not. She was not.
Because I can understand why that wouldn't work out.
No, she was not the conductor.
The driver?
She was not the driver either. No, she was just sitting there on the table by herself.
She was sitting on the table?
Yeah, you know...
She nuts?
She was sitting in her seat.
No wonder it didn't work out.
She was sitting in her seat, eating her food, and I think I had like a couple of drinks.
Interrupt a girl on the train eating her food. It's like, you don't mess with a dog eating their food.
Yeah, you can do that.
Not that...
Did you just say something?
No,
to
him? Like, because they, you know, not, you know, the dogs can bite. And so
do you know my favourite thing? When my favourite thing
dogs
is when
you
can actually
bite. No, I'm not saying that girls are like dogs.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. I know you're not saying that. But the funny thing is that the audience chuckled, and so then you felt a bit nervous straight afterwards. So I like seeing you a little bit of a
that
stew.
Was the funny thing. Yeah.
No, but I went and asked this girl for again to go on a date, and she said no to me when she was on the train.
Just to actually clear this up. Do girls like being interrupted on a train when they're eating food? No, exactly. In fact, there's a whole Instagram account that's called Girls Eating on Trains.
You're now just trying to save your ass. You're just trying to say there is no Instagram account.
There is. There's an Instagram account that says it's basically people taking surreptitious photographs of girls eating on trains.
Is that what it is? Also, yeah. By the way,
I don't know why, but it's got a lot of followers.
Okay, well, fine. Well, anyway, that's where I say that's a pretty weird place I asked a girl on a date. The other place, I tell you what, I told you this before, but when the other place one of my friends asked a girl on a date was when we were in Sweden. We were on football tour there in Stockholm, and my friend went in McDonald's, and for some reason in Sweden, every single person, girls and boys, are just super hot. They're all really good looking. Mm. They dress really well. They look really good looking. They're kind of tall, all these kind of things. And we went into McDonald's and there was this really hot girl working behind the counter. And I said to my friend, go and ask her for her number. Yeah. So he was like, okay, fine. So he walked up to the till, ordered his food, and then said, hey, by the way, and handed over his number to the girl. She looked at it, scrumpled it up, put it in the bin and said next to him.
Wow.
The worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I felt embarrassed and I wasn't even part of the whole scheme. I mean, it was terrible.
That is quite brutal. But they're like that, I think, you know.
What, the Swedes? How are they like that?
No, I meant the people who work at McDonald's. They'll be like, no. If they're very picky.
Are they very picky?
They're very picky, so I hear.
Have you? You've never asked a girl on a date
no,
at McDonald's?
No, I've never asked a girl out. Not that I don't think that the people who work in McDonald's
look,
are very...
Look, you're now trying to be so PC. You're now trying to be so PC because you're so worried about saying something.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to be PC. I'm just saying, you know, they are hard workers at McDonald's.
Again, you're being PC. I mean, what are you doing?
They work hard,
panicking?
You know. It's not easy. Would you work at McDonald's? Do you think you could wake up on time?
Well, I could get a late shift if I wanted to. I mean, I could do anything.
Yeah, look, always a late shift for you.
No, it's not. Yeah. I don't work late shifts. I actually, do you know what my daily routine is? I'll tell you this.
Right? I don't think you get to pick and choose your shifts at McDonald's.
Well, I would demand it. Do you know what I demanded?
Really? I don't think you'd be working there for long, mate.
Well, my first ever job I was given, I demanded a pay rise before I even started. That's a true story.
Did you get the job?
Yeah, I did. I went for a catering company called, probably can't say it,
probably not.
Just being waved with a hand, so it means I can't say it. But it was called At Your Something. There's only one extra word, so probably people can guess. And
At Your Party.
No.
At Your Event.
At Your... Said it.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's what it is. Anyway, I went for a... I went for a job interview with them, and they said to me, this is back, like, I mean, it must have been about 12 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it was. And I went into them, they said, okay, this is the job, this is what you have to do. You have to go to parties and you have to hand around food and things like that.
Hand around food.
Yeah, what else are you doing at it?
Yeah. I know that's what a caterer does, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they can hand around drinks, doesn't have to be food.
Yeah.
There's handing around things.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you didn't, I suppose you catered the parties, right?
I was catering the parties. Yeah. But also, you wouldn't be picked for something like that. Because
well, I actually, do you know, you're wrong already, right off the bat, because I worked for a catering company as well. And actually, I went for the first day.
And they went out of business.
No, I went for the first day, and I served Cilla Black. May she rest in peace.
Again, do you know what was so funny about that? He was so sketchy about saying it because she's died. He was so sketchy about saying, can I talk about someone who's died?
Then I served her, and she was very gracious for my service. But then I didn't go in. Well, you'll have to take my word for it. And
you went in for the kiss, didn't you? You went
in
for the kiss. No. And then I went in for...
No, no, I dropped a bread roll on her, but she thought it was funny. But
is then, that a metaphor?
But then... and then... and then I didn't go in. I decided not to go in for the rest of the week, and I still got paid for the whole thing.
Hang on, can we just set this up? And we should keep referencing our listeners as well, because they are and watchers, because they're watching
viewers and listeners.
So guys, you badass mofos who are tuning in, but we should just reference the fact what you just said.
What?
Which is just complete horse. I don't know if we can swear. Are we past watershed?
This is live, and we own this.
We own this town.
We own this stream.
We own this city.
But I don't think we should swear because it's not nice.
Well, it's horseshit, so I just did. There we go. We own this town, man. We can do whatever we want. But the fact that you just described that as saying, you know, I decided not to go in.
Just when I was much younger.
No, but you were just lazy and just didn't go in.
It wasn't for me, the whole catering side of things, personally. But then... I got a surprise at the end, 2 weeks later when they paid me for the whole week. Obviously, like, I did try and give the money back.
And you went, you're shut
I called them and I said, look, you've overpaid me. And they said, look, just keep it.
I reckon you got called into the office.
Think of it as a tip.
I reckon you got called into the office and they said, look, Francis, we're going to have to let you go. You dropped a bread roll and still a black and we can't have any of that.
She never got over it.
Yeah. Oh, you should just... need her next time. A little bread joke there for you.
What?
Take that home with you if you want. Or why don't you just, dough?
I'm glad this is live, so.
Right, anyway, we've got to play a game. You ready for this? Because this is what we like to do in Private Parts. We like to play a game. And do you know what? I got to tell you this. ID Mobile are super awesome. Do you know why?
I know a bit about why.
Okay, well, tell me why then, if you're so clever.
Well, basically, I was just learning about how they wrap up all of the things they offer into one rate. It's great.
Okay, I know what you're talking about, right? Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. So they have, like, data rollover, they have bill capping.
Who is this guy?
You've made this joke
before. He sounds great.
You know he's not a person called bill capping.
Oh.
You know it's that they do bill capping. They basically, as you said, they get everything together.
Also, you can call anywhere in the world.
Well, this is the whole point.
Pretty much anywhere in the world.
Well, this is... They have a
main... For free.
Do you know what? Do you want to just let me read this thing that I have in front of me rather than just, like, trying to take over? Because you're just guessing what to say.
I'm not.
Basically,
I'm right.
They have... So ID Mobile have this amazing plan. As I said, they have a data rollover, they have bill capping, but they also have, which is super freaking cool, man, is that you have free roaming in over 50 countries worldwide. Free roaming, 50 countries worldwide. You know when you, like... Want to phone all of your friends that you have...
In Martinique, yeah.
Yeah, all of those people.
So this is a perfect example. Whenever I want to call my friends in Martinique, I can just get on ID Mobile, call them for free.
So I have a little bit of a game we should be playing in respect for ID Mobile, in respect to their data roaming. It's pretty simple. You ready for this?
Hey, does it cover Vatican City? Because... Sometimes I'm up late calling the Pope and it costs me a fortune. So just is it, it looks like... Is, oh, yes, the Vatican City is covered, thank God. We're safe.
Well, it's 50 countries, buddy, so we're going to play this game. It's very simple. We love to do our prank calls, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, we did a very funny one last week with you.
I'm not going to prank call the Pope, if that's what you're going to
Okay, we don't prank call the Pope, but I think in respect for, like, phoning your friends, reconnecting with friends... We should phone our friends, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Prank call them, whoever it's going to be.
Are we going to phone my friends because you don't have any friends?
Well, I think you have to borrow one of my friends. I'm going to because we already know this. We discuss it every single time. I actually am your only and best friend. I know Katie's your girlfriend, and they always go, "Oh, she's my best
friend."
Katie's
my best friend.
Well, then, apart from your girlfriend, I'm your best friend.
No.
Well, who is?
No.
You can't call Alec Alpha's buddy dog your best friend either.
Well, he's a better friend than you are.
Okay, anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to phone one of our friends. I'm going to phone one, you're going to phone one. You're going to talk to them. I'm going to write on the whiteboard, okay, that we have below here. I'm going to write... I'm going to write on the whiteboard a country that we have a list of the 50 countries they do with data roaming. I'm going to write a country on, and you have to get your friend, and I have to get my friend, to be taken in turns, whoever phoning. They have to guess the country you're talking about.
Okay.
And the person who guesses the most countries without realizing...
Say it in a riddle?
No, you just talk to them.
Like so a riddle.
No, you understand the game format. It's very simple. All you have to do is if you're talking to your friend, you have to say, what is that country with the Eiffel Tower? With the, and they have to go, well, you talk about France. You go, yeah. Then you move on to the next one. And they can't. And you have to keep going.
Is that
until
the only country you can do?
Could do another one.
All right, go on.
Okay, well, what is that country that, you know, they have a great team which Ronaldo plays for? It's not a country, it's Madrid. But, you know, you get my drift, all right?
All right.
Here we go. So we're going to do a call.
You get my drift.
Oh, very good. That was better than my dojo.
Oh, okay. Yes. Wait,
so
what?
It's very simple. Here we go. So you get your white.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, get you these little games from behind as well.
So,
right? You're about to murder me. What are you doing with that shovel?
This is a hint for a country.
Oh, that's you just digging your hole out of the thing you said earlier. Right, here we go. I'm going to hand you this whiteboard.
Okay, so this is the... Oh, wait, so...
So you're going to write on the whiteboard. I don't know how you don't understand. We spoke about this before.
Okay, yeah,
I just don't understand.
All right, okay, yes, all right. Yeah,
okay, so I'm going to phone my friend.
Do I need to stand at this place?
You have to pick one of the countries, okay? So I'm going to phone my friend. I'm going to phone... Everyone knows him. He's your favourite American. He's called Alec Alphys. If you're a Made in Chelsea fan, you know exactly who he is. He's heartbroken over Louise Thompson, who's just got engaged.
His buddy's daddy.
His buddy's daddy, which doesn't make sense. Buddy is a dog. I'm going to phone him, and you're going to have to write countries down, and we're going to have to prank call him until he realises it's a joke. I'm going to win this, hands down. ID Mobile, you kick ass. Here we go. You ready for this? Imagine if he doesn't pick up. That'll be... don't say anything, because you'll ruin it for me. If he says anything rude, I apologise.
Is he even going to...
Well, he's filming a show called Celebs Go Dating, so he might not. Right, don't worry. We're going to go straight into the next person. Alex Mitten.
We are live here, so...
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. They're just going to keep tuning in. Just keep smiling at them. I like it. Here we go. Alex Mitten. Shh, don't say anything. These are all my fake friends. And I'm just trying to call.
Everyone's screening your calls.
They're not all screening my calls.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, we'll try one more person.
That's not what it looks like.
Well, here we go. Let's just keep trying until someone picks up, because that's the whole point of the game. Don't worry about it. Got another person. Sam Thompson, another loved person from Made in Chelsea. I only ever hang out with people from Made in Chelsea. Oh, Alex Mitten just rang me back. We're in luck. Here we go. Told you people ring me back. Here we go. You ready for this, Francis?
Yeah.
Don't know who you're going to call. Buddy.
Maybe.
Do you know what I hate? Is when people phone you back and they don't pick up.
Everyone's really loving this. So.
I know. Don't worry, we're going to get it to work. Don't you fear. Here we go.
Should we keep them entertained whilst we're waiting for your...
Yeah. Just hang out. Here we go.
Fair-weathered friends.
Here we go. Alex Mitten. Told you would. He's my best mate. Unlike you. Sam Thompson. All right, they're all coming
all
in
right,
now.
So...
Oh, just at Nando's. Hey. Hey, buddy. Hey, man.
Okay, ready?
Hi, mate.
How are you? Sorry. How are you, dude?
Hello.
Yeah, I've just got something super important to tell you really quick.
Super important, go for it.
I'm doing this quiz at the moment. And I can't remember that country that is sort of Eastern European. It's name some of those countries because I can't. I'm about to go back in the quiz. I need the answer.
Yeah, am I live right now? On,
no.
Okay. What Eastern European countries?
Yeah, yeah. It's not Romania. It's not Belarus. It's not Bulgaria.
It's Bulgaria. What about Czech Republic's not Eastern European?
Oh, is it? It's Slytherin. Not Slovenia. No, not Slovenia.
Slovakia.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, shit. Okay, God, thanks, dude, buddy. That's so kind of you.
Wait, keep going.
Oh, and then there's one other one that I need to get as well, which is very simple. Hang on one second. I just got to tie my shoelace. Hold on. Oh, hold on. I'm just tying my shoelace. Hold on one second. Okay, here we go. And.
Yeah.
What is that country, dude? Which is. What is that? What is that shoe brand? You know, it's Doc.
Dr. Martin?
That's it. So just take the second half of that. And what is the patron something of what is it called?
Patron saint.
There we go. So why don't you put the shoe brand and that together? What do you get? What? No, no, no. So the second half of the shoe brand and the and yes, the, so, the and the so paint. So the first bit. So patron what?
Patron saint. Yes,
so take the second half of that. What is it?
Saint.
There we go. And then add it to the end of the shoe.
So doc saint.
No, no. What's after doc?
Martin saint.
No, no. And flip it around. And flip it around.
St. Martin.
Yes, I win. Okay. Thanks, Emmy. Listen,
wait,
buddy, you're just
one.
On Private Parts Live. We love you. Say hi to the fans.
Another one.
That was a real journey. I don't know what the hell that was, but good luck.
Okay, dude. Listen, love you, buddy. See you later.
What?
Bye, mate.
Bye. Bye. Actually, freaking out. I feel so hot. I'm not even going to tell you. Right. So my turn.
How would you have done that one?
I didn't have to, so I'm not going to do it. There we go. I'm not going to rip you. Right. You phone your friend. Who are you going to phone?
I don't know.
Well, where did you do that? Who are you going to ring?
All right, well, okay. Let's just see, shall we?
Well, okay, why don't you pick someone that you can ring? There we go, it's very simple. Quick game's a good game as well. I think I did pretty
good. Yeah, it's good.
You can don't put them on loudspeaker either so no one can hear. That's going to be good, isn't it? Here you ring. The great thing is he's probably going to ring his girlfriend Katie, who's in the room. So that's going to be ideal. Do you want me to ring?
Your phone's going to voicemail.
You just rung me?
No.
Who are you going to pick?
Should we call Fred?
Yeah, call Fred Ferrier, another person from Main Chelsea.
Let's call Fred.
Put him on loudspeaker. I'm going to pick some countries that ID Mobile do data roaming for out of the 50. Here we go. You ready for it?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Fred, you're live on the podcast.
You just ruined the whole thing.
What?
Just ruined the whole game.
What?
Ask me if you heard that.
Oh, shit, he hung up.
Don't say you're live on the podcast. Oh, he's not meant to know he's live.
Okay, all right.
Put him on loudspeaker. Okay. I don't understand what you're doing. Yeah. The
Yo.
Hey, sorry. I'm just doing a quiz right now.
Bullet hell.
I was wondering if you could help me answer some questions.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right, okay. You know that famous American football player? Dan, what's his name? Dan, you played for the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, you're asking the wrong, barking up the wrong tree here, mate.
Well, all right. You know how when you put a boat in a marina...
Okay.
And you know, you're putting it in there where you store a lot of boats before they go up. And then basically the Spanish word for saint.
Yeah.
It's a country called. You should know this.
Wait, so what are you talking about? The Spanish word for saint is santo, right?
Yeah, or san.
Yeah.
And the word is like a marina.
San Marino.
Exactly, yes, yeah, yeah. Okay, I've got another one. You know if you're, you know, it's actually an island, part of Britain, but actually its own country judicially.
Isle of Man, Guernsey.
Yes, yeah, Guernsey. Isle of Man, you got it. Okay, next one. Okay. Where we had a lot of them from our we had a lot of them at our school, sort of mafiosa types.
Maltese.
Yeah, Malta.
Malta. Are we doing? We're talking about countries now. Okay.
Yeah, countries. Okay, where you used to live?
Norway.
No, the other one.
South Africa, America.
The other one, where your dad worked.
Russia.
No, the other one.
Copenhagen.
Yes. Yes, but the country that
Denmark.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and if you are going to eat a country because you feel like that country, you feel
Hungry.
Yeah, Hungary. Okay, all right. I think we've
no got, one more.
Oh, wait, one more. this is not a country. Fred, thanks so much.
Thank you, Fred. You've been live on Private Parts.
You've been live on Private Parts.
Congratulations.
Okay, great. All right. Speak to you later. Thanks a lot. So I won that.
Well, I don't think you really won it because the whole point of the game...
How many did you get?
Well, yeah, but you, firstly, I would finish it and then you would look at me and then write it down. So there was a break in between where I had to pretend I was tying my shoelaces. So it doesn't really work like that.
Well, I don't know. But it was live, so everyone saw the fact that I won.
But, you know, even though this is a live podcast, yeah? Yeah. Do you know what we have to do?
How many people are watching now?
Well, why are you so interested? This is your validation, your vanity that you need the whole time. Why don't you go? Why isn't it just good enough that I'm here with you? Just, your best friend in the world.
I like an audience.
Yeah, your best friend in the world is sitting here just chatting to you, having the loveliest time in the world.
Really?
Yeah, that's what's great about it. Right. But dude, it is Private Parts podcast. Yeah. And what we always like to do on it is we like to read our diaries, don't we?
Yeah. So that's what we do.
That is the USP, the unique selling point of it. So I have
actually it's one of the USPs. I'm another one followed.
You think the fact that people tune in is because of you?
No, that's just what everyone's saying. Yeah,
who say it? Well, name one person.
Everyone. That's the word on. Everyone is saying that.
The word on the street is that the fact that you're on this. That's why they listen.
That's look. The word on the street is it's not the number one hit podcast for nothing.
Right, I reckon it is because of this diary that I'm about to read now. Are you ready for this?
Oh, really? Because they haven't heard that, so how could it be?
Well, this is what happened to me this week. It's very interesting, it's very true, and it's actually pretty crazy. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready, yeah.
To all our listeners, to everyone in the room, this is my diary. Monday. So I heard a rumour that apple cider vinegar helps your metabolism and starts you off in
a... You looking to lose a few pounds? Good thinking.
Well... not looking, I just want to stay fit and healthy.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it, go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Starts you off in a great way in the morning, so I decided to go find a bottle or a cup or a jug or whatever apple cider vinegar comes in to drink. I walked into my local supermarket and asked for it, but was confronted with the dreaded question, what does it look like?
They asked you that, yeah?
Yeah, they asked me
that. You didn't even know, because you just heard someone...
I had no idea what it looked like. Yeah. That was the whole point. I have no idea what it looks like. I don't even know what the apple cider vinegar is. If we break it down, I know what apples are, I know what cider is, and I know what vinegar is. But how do you make it, or what it looks like? No idea. After about half an hour searching, I finally found the Holy Grail. It comes in a litre-sized bottle and looks like apple juice, but watered down. Now...
The Holy Grail. That's not the Holy Grail.
This is the Holy Grail, the thing that I was looking for in the day, for sure. Every single
day... in that moment.
No, yeah. Every single day I wake up and I think...
You're not actually saying that apple cider vinegar is the Holy Grail.
No, but every single day I wake up and I go, what is my Holy Grail today? And that day is apple
That's
cider.
How you start your day every day.
Yeah, I wake up. What are your things in the
day? That day, apple cider vinegar was your Holy Grail.
I wake up every single morning, I walk into my bathroom, I click on the mirror and I go, Jamie...
You click on the mirror?
Yeah, I have... Yeah. I have a little...
What kind of mirror do you have?
A magical...
Sounds pretty futuristic.
No, I have a little thing, like a little Bluetooth thing I wave
Are you
my...
Are sure you're not peeing at your desk?
No. I have a mirror that I have like a little thing
one of those
underneath.
Mirrors.
Yeah, that has like a Bluetooth thing underneath that you press and it lights up. Also, not only that, my mirror plays music.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of music?
Simply the best...
Really?
Yeah, that's one of them. I didn't even make it do that. It just does that. It does it. It does it to what they're seeing. So that's what it does.
Every day. Who's they?
The people who live in the mirror. I don't know.
You.
Yeah. I didn't make it, but it's true. I go into my bathroom every single day. I click on the mirror, and I look in it, and I go, "You know what, Jamie? You're gonna smash today. You're gonna."
You go. You're fucked, mate. You're fucked. You are fucked.
No, I don't. I go, what today is going to be your Holy Grail? And today was apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
It comes in a litre-sized bottle and looks like apple juice, but watered down. Now, I was told to drink it in the morning. However, because I'm a legend and a maverick, I decided to drink it at 5 p.m. that day when I found it. Monday's not over, and I wanted to smash the rest of the day. I opened the bottle, poured a glass of it, and downed it. Holy shit. It's possibly the worst experience of my life. I began to throw up retch and have immediate stomach pain. So I quickly resorted to the trusty Instagram to find my mistake. Apparently, you're only meant to have a teaspoon and a glass of water.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram story. You poured in like quite a lot.
I poured a whole glass of it and drank it.
No, you poured it in water.
No, that was the second day. The first day, I poured a whole glass of it and drank it. It's like bleach. Everyone, if you're watching this, don't do it. It's honestly, it's like the worst
thing. But did you feel great?
We'll get on to it. Wednesday. I'm not joking. My stomach is still hurting. And not only that, I've been taking a number two more regularly than normal, which I hasten to remind you is a hell of a lot. I'm literally having to go to the bathroom 7 times a day, and my backside has now had so much trauma, not my backside. I misspelled that. It's not meant to say backside.
So much trauma.
Yeah, my backside hasn't had trauma. No.
Just a build-up of trauma.
My backside hasn't had trauma. No, my stomach has had trauma. Why would my backside have trauma?
Man in the beige suit.
Okay. No, my stomach has had so much trauma. Not only does it hurt, but my anus has begun to regret ever drinking the apple cider. Not my...
How did you... Why did you put it up your anus?
I didn't put it up my anus. I didn't put a straw in it.
How did you do it? With like a turkey baster or...
No, I drank it. The whole point is I drank it. And then because I was going to the bathroom a lot, it really hurt my anus because I was obviously doing a number two every day.
Okay.
I didn't put a straw in it and like, you know, obviously I didn't do that. That'd be weird. I've done some stupid things in my life, but this must be up there with putting my friend's hand in cement mix and breaking into my stepdad's flat. But those need to be saved for another time. Do you like how I left it on a cliffhanger for next time so everyone else tunes in because they're going to think, what happened there?
So what did you... You put your friend's hand in a...
I put my friend's hand in cement mix.
Did it burn his hand?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to wait until next time.
I think it burned his hand. That's what happens.
Then why are you ruining the story? Why would you ruin it? So, I know something else could happen.
You can actually get like third degree burns doing that.
Okay, well, let me explain the story next time.
All right.
Don't go and put your hand in cement mix because it'd be terrible. Yeah?
Yeah. A guy lost his hand, actually.
Okay, well, let's not ruin the story. Not that he lost his hand. Oh, no. Right. Right, buddy. Also, it's time, as we always like in the podcast, and it's very simple. It is what makes our podcast ours. It's time for Question of the Week.
I almost forgot.
The thing is that you do forget every single time. You literally do forget. And then I have to remind you every single week. And you still go, oh, go on. You go through all of your questions.
No, I've got them here.
Okay, set it now. Go.
Let me just get to it here.
Okay, go on. Let's get it now. Let's hear it.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm in.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Ready to go.
What is the longest word in the English language?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No. In which all the letters are in alphabetical order.
The alphabet.
That's not a word.
That would have been very clever, wouldn't it? Okay. What is the longest word in the alphabet with all of the words...
Letters.
Letters in order.
Yeah.
So it's got to bring with A and it ends with Z.
No. No, all of... It's a word... Where, obviously, it's got letters...
Oh, it's not in order.
It's got letters...
I thought it was in order.
No, it's got letters from the alphabet, but the word, in the word, the letters are in alphabetical order.
Yeah, so it's a word, and it has to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
No, it doesn't have to have A, B, C, it may have any of those letters, because it is a word from the English alphabet.
How am I not getting this?
Okay, it's a word, any word, all of the letters that are used in this word are in alphabetical order.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be all the words.
No, it's not all the letters.
You could explain
it way
better. I
don't think there are really
that.
Any words.
All right, let me do this.
With all the letters.
I reckon... Okay. It's got to be... You know I'm dyslexic, so you picking a... Bet you wouldn't have guessed I'm dyslexic. I bet you wouldn't have known that.
You don't say.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got that. I think...
Do you?
Oh, dude, I don't know. It's going to be something like... Uzbekistan. It's one of ID Mobile's countries that does data roaming to. That wasn't my answer. I just wanted to get an ID Mobile again.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Uzbekistan.
Okay.
That's a country?
I just wanted to get that in
there. Do you mean Uzbekistan?
Mm, exactly what I mean. I think...
Well, that's not it. And that's also not a word. That's a name.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Can you? And also, we don't have a part two, so you can give me the answer now. Let me try and spell it as well. That'd be even better.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right. Go on.
I don't know the answer. You have to give me the answer.
All right. Well, look, we're gonna reveal the answer later on in the episode.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. I am, sorry, not you.
So
clearly.
I have to wait for it.
Yeah, you've got to wait for it, as does everyone else who's watching right now.
But I think that if you just told me now, then we could, you know.
But I'm going to tell you later.
I think that I do have more talents than you when it comes to talents. That's the thing.
What?
So spelling is my... What you just attacked there, which I think is really unfair, is you attacked my least kind of...
What?
You attacked my least powerful attribute. If I was a trump card, my trump card would be... They would say, oh, it would be like... If I was a trump card, it'd be like, oh... Like be charismatic,
eloquent. Well, I don't know about that.
Fashionable.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know.
Sexy. Fun.
Who's making this list up? You. No. We all like to write our own reviews, mate.
No, I don't. I'm not writing this. If I was a trump card, that's what it'd be.
Okay.
And then on the lowest point, it would be the fact that, you know, it would be spelling. That's
your Achilles heel.
My Achilles heel is spelling.
Really?
Yeah. If you were going to be a superhero, then. Right? If you're going to be a superhero, what superhero would you be? You can't pick one of the ones. You have to say, what would be your power?
What would be my power?
Invisibility cloak. Going all to those changing rooms.
What?
That's where you'd be so creepy.
No.
Yeah, you would. Just sit in the corner in your cloak.
No, what? I mean, an invisibility cloak would be useful, but not for those reasons.
What would you use?
But that's not a superpower. That's a magical item.
Yeah, Warhammer. Okay, what would be your power?
I don't know.
I love it how you're piffing off a power. Imagine if someone came to you like a genie and said, Francis Bull, I'm going to give you one power. You would sit there and go, I don't know.
I guess it would be the ability to read really, really fast. I could read books like as fast as I can sneeze.
And for what? So you could gain it. But that's to gain knowledge, right? So why don't I just shortcut that and say I would love to be the most knowledgeable person in the world?
No, because you know there's no shortcut to that.
There is. You just got a genie giving you the shortcut. I mean, there is the shortcut like right in front of you.
Yeah, but
you
part just of said, the fun. Part read? Of the fun is learning.
Okay.
What if you just knew it all? It'd be boring.
So,
what would you do then?
So you're... Okay, hang on. Let me just get this straight, okay? Your superpower, out of every superpower out there, would be to read faster. That's your superpower that you pick.
Yeah, I don't know why you're saying it like it's a weird thing to want.
You would... Out of every superpower, you could fly.
Well, because if I could read more books, there's no limit to what I could do. So that's basically power...
Yeah, but why don't you just say you have all the knowledge?
Because then where's the fun in that? But I quite like reading.
You could have other fun. You could have other fun doing other things.
I know you just don't like reading, Jamie.
No, well, why don't you just say I'd have the world's biggest library? Why don't you do that?
Well, what use would that be if I couldn't read them all?
Fair enough. Right, Francis, we got to that time of the podcast where we have to endure this. And I'm so sorry to all of our listeners, to all of the people watching, to all of our audience. It's time for Francis's diary.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, it's so dull. And it really it is just honestly just so terrible. I honestly wish every single time he arrives, he either his phone breaks or his diary burns or he just shuts up. Because here we go. Ready? Sit back, relax. If you've taken a sleeping pill, it'll about to kick in. So get ready for this.
You've done that joke a bit, I think, now. People aren't finding it that funny. No one's laughing.
Yeah. God, I wish I could just read faster.
Monday, the 4th of August. Today I woke up to another wonderful day. Alec asked if Katie and I wouldn't mind looking after Buddy the Golden Retriever for the weekend whilst he went off to Paris. And of course I couldn't refuse. So we had the pleasure of Buddy's company for the past few days.
I just thought you said we had the pleasure of Buddy.
We had the pleasure of Buddy's company for the past few days.
Does Buddy share a bed with you?
Buddy, no.
Did you see the way he just suddenly just jumped to that?
No. Buddy,
how do you talk to Buddy?
Buddy, I'll tell you. Okay. Buddy really loves coming down to Wiltshire. Partly, I'm sure, because of all the lovely walks we take him on. But I think mostly because he gets to roll in all sorts of kinds of poo. I must say, it is a source of intrigue why dogs like to roll in fox dung and the like. I suppose it goes back to their hunting nature, and the fox poo is something like a camouflage paint to our special forces. Buddy must think of himself as something of a keen hunter to be rolling in so much poo at every opportunity. Another pastime in which Buddy likes to indulge on weekends away in Wiltshire is jumping into the canal. It was originally not something I let him do.
Can I just stop you there? I think you write this for yourself.
Well, that's what a diary's for.
Okay, yeah. I love the fact you completely disregard anything else. You just simply write it for yourself.
Well, this is my genuine diary.
When Buddy is rolling in the poo.
Okay, I just get on with it?
Yeah, but I just want to know when Buddy's rolling in the poo, what do you say to him? Good boy. What do you say?
No, what? He's not going to, I don't think it's a good thing to do.
So what do you say to him?
No. No, Buddy, no.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, but sometimes you just, there's nothing you can
do. Okay, and
you notice when he's already covered in
poo. So then put yourself into Buddy's mind very quickly. Okay, so
I do that every day.
That's weird. Okay. So when Buddy, you're talking to Buddy, right?
Yeah.
What do you think Buddy's reply would be to you? And do it in Buddy's voice.
So Buddy, in what?
So Buddy's reply to you, he's rolling in the poo, and you've said, and his owner for the day has said no to him.
Hey, Francis, come check out this sweet scent.
You think that's what he's like?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Francis.
Hey, Francis, come check it out. Look what I found. I guess. I don't know.
There's more?
Another pastime which Buddy likes to indulge in on his weekends away in Wiltshire is jumping in the canal. It's not something originally I let him do, because the canal water has its own particular sort of stench when it dries on a dog. But given the choice between that and fox poo, it is not such a difficult decision.
How do you know it's fox poo?
I know what fox poo smells like.
Compared to other poo?
Yes, yeah.
So what's the difference?
Fox poo has a distinct, more pungent odour.
It does?
Something, yeah, very odour-whelming.
Please don't laugh at that. It's the worst joke ever. Continue.
That's not a joke. That's a real word. Actually, Fred's dad invented that word.
Oh, he did? It's in the dictionary?
It's in the dictionary now, yeah.
Odour-whelming.
Odour-whelming. It's when you're overwhelmed by odour, in case...
We should create a perfume and call it odour-whelming.
Oh, yeah? Odour-whelming. So I often let Buddy jump in... I often let Buddy jump in to cool off on the way back to the cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, the 5th of August.
Is this the last day?
No, it's the second to last day.
Oh my God, I reckon we skip Tuesday. Nothing ever happens
on
Tuesday.
No, it's great. I woke up this morning, brushed my teeth, and came downstairs to let Buddy out of the kitchen into the garden. I made myself a coffee and Katie a cup of tea, which I brought up to her in bed. That's the type of boyfriend I am.
What boyfriend?
Bring up tea to that's the way to a girl's heart.
Is it? So apparently. You go downstairs, you make tea, and you bring it back upstairs.
Yep.
Could have said you made bread or something like that. Way cooler.
I leave that to Katie.
You do?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't make bread?
I break bread, but I don't make bread.
Do you know how I learned this today? Do you know how long you need bread for? How would you bake bread? Because I know. I learned today. How long would you need the flour for?
As long as you need.
Not the flour, the dough.
Depends on what kind of bread you're making.
Well, I'll tell you, 10 to 12 minutes. How long does it go in the oven for?
Can we just get on with
no, the diary? No, it's also... It goes in the oven. It goes in the oven. Firstly...
Okay, all right, how hot should the oven be?
115 degrees at start with.
No,
yeah.
What? That's not going to cook.
I'm making a loaf of bread.
What kind of loaf?
Hovis. That's the kind of loaf I'm making.
That's a brand of hove.
You asked me what loaf it is, and I told you it's a Hovis loaf. So you put it in for 115 for, I think it's about 15 minutes.
Is that your favourite loaf?
I used to love Mighty White, if you remember that one. That was another favourite of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Sunny D?
That's not bread.
But you had your Mighty White and your Sunny D?
No, I didn't. I never drank Sunny D.
Your fish fingers.
Why are you saying what I had as a kid? Well, I did used to like those turkey, like goujons. I didn't think they were called goujons on the packet. I think they were more like nuggets. But the turkey goujons, which were in the shape of dinosaurs. You know what my favourite dinosaur is?
What?
Diplodocus.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, moving on. I made myself a coffee and Katie a cup of tea, which I brought up to her in bed. When I came down 10 minutes later, I found Buddy laying on the patio outside the kitchen door, panting and clearly enjoying the feeling of the cold stone slabs against his body.
It's like turning into some erotic diary with Buddy. There was Buddy panting on the pavement.
But
I came over and...
When I got closer, I noticed that Buddy was in fact soaking wet and lying in a pool of water. He looked at me, wagging his tail and smiling. He had apparently fancied a bit of a morning dip and jumped the fence to take himself for a swim in the canal. Returning, thinking I would be none the wiser. Well, Buddy, I'm afraid the game is up. I've got your number. ID. He's on ID mobile as well. I can call him for free when he's abroad.
You can.
Wednesday.
I've just looked at Wednesday and it's so long. I mean, Wednesday, it's literally so long.
I'll wrap it up, don't worry.
Okay.
When I'm
good.
Finished.
It's good to wrap things up.
I...
What?
You should take your own advice, mate. Okay. It has been nearly 2 weeks since I launched Yoshi Side of the World, and so far I couldn't be more pleased and genuinely moved by the response. So, for so many years, I have been working away on Yoshi in silence, perfecting the recipe in total secrecy, working away in a vacuum of feedback with only my own self-belief.
You're making yourself sound like some like super villain, where
no,
you've been
not.
Like working away
well,
in some
kind of
like
what's
dungeon.
Been happening. That's what happened.
But you haven't been working away in some like dungeon.
Yeah, I have.
You haven't.
Yeah, I have. Not a dungeon in my house in the countryside.
That to Katie, it's a dungeon. I apologise. It literally is. It must be. Oh, no, don't take me there.
I don't... Well, I don't know what you're talking about. wait, you maybe lose my place.
Perfect. Let's end it there. That's ideal.
Belief.
And that's
that
the end
I
of
was working
story.
On something that would make a mark on the world. Like Michelangelo working on one of his sculptures in the privacy of his atelier before revealing them to the world's amazement and awe. That is how I've been working on Yoshi until now.
Did you just go, that's how I'm going on Yoshi? It sounds like you were a tape that slowed down. That's why I'm Yoshi. Yeah,
so many happy customers, not only coming back to buy more, but some have even written to me saying it's the best cider they've ever tasted. True story. True story. It's happening a lot. You liked it as well.
Is it all right?
All right.
It was good. I liked it. Yeah, I did like it. That is true. I did like it a lot. Is that the end?
Let me see. Well, there's actually more.
Leave it there, I reckon. So wrap it up quickly. Go, and that's the end.
Anyway, it really is a wonderful feeling, and I'm so incredibly excited for the future and what is to come.
Do you think you deserve a clap?
No.
Okay. Well.
I wouldn't. I mean, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, Francis, before we get on to stories from social, I think we should probably have the answer to the question of the week, because I think it's probably about time that we do it.
And then which question of the week?
I think you said one earlier. You gave a question and you have to give an answer.
The question of the week.
Which was?
Where you can buy Yoshi Cider.
No.
From yoshicider.com.
No, yes. The question of the week was when you asked me the question about what word, so you know this.
Okay, what word is the only word in the English dictionary where all of the words, well, where all of the letters of the word are in alphabetical order?
Yeah, and I couldn't answer it at all. I couldn't answer it. So give us the answer.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost is the answer. That's the word.
L A B C D E F G H I J K L M N.
I'm telling you that. I mean, you can test it out if you want.
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N.
O.
Yeah, but almost.
Almost. Do you know how to spell almost?
A L M.
Yeah.
O.
Yeah.
Where's the N?
Did I say there was an N?
No, but you did. There's loads of words that have like alphabet in the order. They can't be the only word.
How do you spell almost?
A L M. There's no N off. There's only two in a row.
When did I say there was an N?
No, but there's only two words in a row. There's loads of ones like that. Like.
No.
Yeah, there are.
Every letter in the word is in alphabetical order.
Shit. I got it the wrong way round. I thought that you meant that it has to go. In order, so it has to be like a...
Well, not sequential order.
Well, that's you explain it better to me next time. That's what I thought.
Did anyone else think that?
No, because he explained it wrong, didn't he? Did anyone at home think that? No, no one at home thought that. You could completely and
everyone,
utterly
we just caught
it wrong.
This all on live TV, how good you are
well,
at
here we
spelling.
Go. But do listen, we have some questions on social, okay?
Social what? Who's social?
It's just from Social. It's from Social. Typing into at private podcast, which is very kind of you. Thank you so much. On Instagram and Twitter. We have one from Matthew Alexander, and this is going to really like you. Francis is going to like this one. I tune in because of Francis. He is a legend.
Matthew Alexander, you are not the only one.
We also got some other ones from George. What's your thoughts?
George Watts?
George via Instagram. What's your thought process on getting a tattoo? Which ones do you love and which ones do you regret?
Personally, wouldn't get one.
Why not?
I mean, would you put a bumper sticker on a Rolls Royce? No, you wouldn't.
I think with tattoos, you shouldn't think about it. You should just go for it. I think it's a spontaneous
thing.
Yeah,
that's great advice.
That's why I got this one on my arm. Peter Pan.
A tattoo is like a really embarrassing Facebook status, but for life.
I went back and rechecked. Do you remember Bebo? Do you remember Bebo?
Yeah.
I went back and checked out my Bebo statuses. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. One of them was James Dean, live fast, die young. The worst piece of advice I've ever... It's not the worst piece of advice. Yeah. Yeah. Live fast, die
young.
It's
fine to say that when you're young, but then when you're old, you're like, shit, I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah, terrible idea. We got another one. Simi, where in the world would you most like to live and why? Francis, I'll give you that.
Wherever I am.
Wherever you are?
Yeah, I'd like to live wherever I am.
Okay, but if you could pick, come on.
Wherever I am at that moment.
I love how you try and be aloof with that. Just try and pick an actual place.
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Why don't you just say something like New York or something like that, or Italy, or Lake Como?
No, because then I have to stay in Lake Como forever.
Okay, ready? Here we go. I've been seeing a guy for 2 months. This is life advice from Rosie. I've been seeing a guy for 2 months, and sometimes I literally get stomach cramps from holding in a fart. When is it okay to let rip in front of him?
Never.
Never?
Never. If you, if you know what's good for you.
It's never allowed to do that?
Yeah, no, never.
I told you the time when...
Well, there's nothing wrong with, going away into the loo and... Farting is
I told you.
Fart in your own time.
Well, Jamie Dimitriou, who's from Slathlet's Flats Channel 4 show, he said that when he has a girl over, he goes into the bathroom, lies in a fetal position so he gets everything out.
He meant the deep squat.
Oh, the deep squat.
Which is the most effective way.
Or I had it with my current girlfriend. I don't know what's current. It's just my girlfriend. my girlfriend.
God.
yeah.
It's a bit ominous.
It's not good. Right there. Love you, Al. And I love her very much. But my girlfriend, she was sleeping in bed next to me, and we were quite sort of in a new relationship. And I told you this, one of my Dyson fans. And I farted, and the Dyson fan blew it back.
Why
over
are you
us.
Saying Dyson fan? Like it's.
Well, it's a, or a fan.
Like you're getting paid for it. I don't think they're paying you to talk about blowing your farts
but,
around.
I did. And it blew back over her, and she woke up. she went, "What's that?" And I went, "Oh, nothing. Just the fan."
Oh, no.
I
thought they meant to filter the air, those fans.
We're very excited to announce because we ran a competition earlier. And what we did, we asked everyone on social to send us in their best story.
Not their Instagram story, an actual story.
Why do you make it complicated? I think people, why would they send us their Instagram stories? I mean, obviously...
Because it was on Instagram.
We asked for your best stories, and loads of you sent them in. We've been going through all of them. We picked our three best. Now, as we said before, ID Mobile are very handsome, very gorgeous, very amazing sponsors, have donated, well, not donated, were given us an iPhone X to give to the winner of the person who gave us the best story. Now, as I said, we've been searching through social, and these are the three stories we have come down to. So everyone who's watching, everyone who's listening, you could possibly be a winner right now of an iPhone X.
Do you want me to read them?
Do you want to read them?
Yeah.
I just don't think you read it with very good... iPhone X, very kindly given to him from ID Mobile. And as we said, ID Mobile, they do so many amazing things, not only data roaming, but they have bill capping and lots of other things. So go and check it out. They're great. So this is the three stories... that we have chosen.
Two stories.
Three stories. There's one over here that I saved for myself.
All right. Hi, Jamie and Francis Boulay. Sorry, Boul. Classic humour there.
Do you know what? The funny thing is that you're straight away not going to pick that one because they called you Boulay.
No, I might pick it.
Okay.
I am a big Private Parts fan and have been with you from the start. Cheers, mate. So keep up the good work.
Is that part of the story?
This sordid and intimate detail of my life. See what I did there? Is from a couple of years back when I was a fair bit younger and hornier. He's losing his libido, obviously. You know what I mean, Jamie? Oh, he does, yeah. A girl I was sort of dating, sort of not dating, invited me out to her country house one weekend when her parents were away. Big house, big garden, literally everything was on the cards. We arrived at her place in the evening, not super late, but late enough for us to start things. It was going well until it came to the condom. It turns out the condom wouldn't fit. People knew people had different sizes underground.
What is going on?
Who knew people had different size underground? After that, I chose to go downstairs to try to get it on. There I was in the bathroom of the staircase trying to get a comfortable fit. Really pulling, tugging, swishing. But then I suddenly hear a bang. Ooh. Next thing I knew, I'd blacked out. When I opened my eyes, I saw in front of me a figure which I presumed to be my girlfriend. Lo and behold, it turned out to be her bloody sister. It turns out she was babysitting and the reason for the blackout, for my blackout, was her little sister had hit me on the head with her phone. Thanks, Tom.
What? That's one of the worst stories I've ever heard. That is just not a winner.
Okay, your one.
Okay, we got from Declan via Instagram. Hi there. I had my first boyfriend when I was 18. It was my first year in college and he was a bit older and much more experienced than me. One night, he told me he wanted to try something a little different. I was nervous but excited at the idea and said to go for it. He got out of bed and pulled a brown paper bag out of his backpack. He brought it over to the bed and sat on top of me. I was teeming with anticipation.
What?
Then he reached into the bag and produced a lion bar. I watched as he put the entire chocolate bar in his mouth, making satisfied moans and groans. I wasn't sure what my involvement in this was until he leaned over, let out a big groan, and spat the entire chocolate bar out of my mouth on my chest. Out of his mouth. I screamed. He screamed at me screaming. We agreed to keep it vanilla for the time being. Then we broke up. What? Okay, and this one. Here we go.
That is weird.
That was very weird.
Was that you, by any chance?
Do you want me to read this last one? Have you got it?
No. Hello, Jamie and Francis. Here's my private part story. I was at this guy's house who I decided to bonk. His parents' house, I should add. When I realised something quite horrifying. My vagina resembled Rubus Hagrid. When he wasn't looking, I grabbed some kitchen scissors and went to the loo. I started having a good trim and then snip, a surge of pain. I suddenly realized that I had taken a sizable chunk out of...
Oh my God!
No, I can't read that. I can't read that. You're going to have to read that.
Lord!
You're going to have to read that.
Snip, a surge of pain. I suddenly realized that I had taken a sizable chunk... Oh, my God. I don't know if I can say this. Out of my left labia. I'd try and stop the bleeding and then go blackout. Is this the same person from the... We get into bed and get on with it. But just as he turns the light on to put the condom on, we look down and the bed is covered in blood. I tell him I must have got my period. He disappears and comes back holding something. He'd woken his mum up to say what had happened. She'd given him some spare sheets and tampon, super plus, and I was to leave immediately.
Oh, God.
Are any of these stories worth winning? Okay, out of those stories, we have to pick a winner. Who do you think is the best one out of those?
I think the Lion Bar one.
Do you think the Lion Bar one?
Or three.
Okay, fine. So you want to pick that one?
Which one do you want to pick?
Well, you choose it. You get to pick it. That's the best thing.
Well, which one do you want to pick?
No, the whole point is you get to pick. You get to pick.
I get to pick.
You get to pick it, man.
All right. Well, it was a pretty gruesome story, but I think we're going to have to go for the third one.
Really, you want to go for the third one? Okay. So, Rosie, whoever you are, thank you so much for that weird, wonderful, and very gruesome story.
Rose, via email.
Oh, it's Rose, not Rosie. Rose, yeah. Thank you so much. You win the iPhone X thanks to ID Mobile. So, thank you so much, Rosie. You kick ass! I think we need to put a little ban on some stories like that. I think next time we got to really go into it.
I don't want to hear that story again. But look, let's get this wrapped up. No, let's not get this wrapped
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Listen, we want to give a big shout out to ID Mobile. You guys are rock stars for sponsoring this. We're going to give a shout out to all of you viewers who are watching right now, to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in once again every single week. To everyone in the room, thank you so much for coming here tonight.
Thanks,
we really appreciate it.
Our first live podcast of many. More to come.
We promise the next one to be like, Katie, you need a big congratulations for going out with this guy for so long, because, oh my God, how do you do it? It must be so weird. And Francis, as we always do, and I think you should take this upon yourself, please leave our audience, our listeners, our viewers, ID Mobile with something inspirational.
Fall down 7 times, stand up 8.
See you next week.